This week on Clown College.
But they call it special needs now. And that's what I was in the special ed part where you got a little bit of extra. They put you in the class and you get some extra help and stuff. And then I'd have to read to like old people and draw on straight lines.
You said that same thing last time.
Yeah. It was.
I don't think that's in the standards, dude. It was like, I don't think that's in the standards.
And I'd have to be there.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to
So this is the first show after the live show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still recovering, dude.
Yeah, that yeah, was a good time.
That was amazing, man. It was really good. Thank everybody for coming, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. It was a good turnout. Really good turnout. First show.
Yeah. I didn't know how it was going to go, man. I'll be honest with you. But it was a good time. Oh,
yeah.
It was actually a good time.
When I watched it back when I was editing it up, I was like, it seems like consistent laughs through the whole thing. Brandon's stories went well. The skit hit, even though we had to put that on there because it just felt right. Put it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I cut it out from that part. But, sci-fi killed. Let's just say he did okay.
He did okay.
He came in a little rocky. He was rusty. You could tell.
Yeah, you know.
But, he did fine. Yeah, he did fine.
All that semen he's been doing, though, it's not good. He's been out there on the waters.
Come up pressing me, where's our podcast at? I'm like, bitch, we'll be done whenever the fuck I get it done, all right? We had a live show to put together.
Hell yeah.
This guy, dude, unbelievable.
People just, you know, they're ungrateful.
Exactly. Wasn't he talking about this podcast the other week ago, too?
Tell him, Brandon.
Look at that.
Talk to him.
Look at that. I'm going to talk to him
a bitch-ass, bitch-made-ass nigga.
Now, you know this is my friend here. I can't. You're not.
He's rich.
But yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So sci-fi fat ass. And then all the bucket pools killed Hope.
Yeah, Hope
murdered.
Did amazing.
Hope did really well.
Those jokes, for Hope. Those jokes were on time.
Yeah, and then she pied me in the face, and there were hot dogs.
That's what
and noodles I found out.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't see the noodle part. I got glizzy.
You knew it was a hot dog though, right?
When I looked on the ground and saw two raw hot dogs covered in shaving cream, dude, I'm like, I wasn't supposed to see those till later tonight. And then they were just there.
Yeah, because Alex was like, you guys didn't even notice that there was hot dogs and noodles in there. I had no fucking clue.
I didn't either. That threw me off guard when I looked down. I was like,
the shaving cream was such a good call.
Such a good call.
Cream.
Did you call that one?
No, that was you, dude.
No. Somebody called it. Maybe it was Alex.
I think it was Alex.
Might have been. I mean, dude, that smell of just fucking milk in my nose. It wouldn't go away for like 2 days after that. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
And just think of the cleanup. I didn't have to wash that tarp right away. But if it had that milk shit on it and sat in my car for a couple days, oh, dude. Shaving cream is the way to go if you ever want to pie somebody in the face.
Yeah. Plus, it dissolves, too.
So. Yeah. We got to
close your eyes.
Think of a new thing for this next. We get one in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking
shout
dunk
out to
tank.
Kim and Shenanigans, huh?
Yeah.
I'm thinking dunk. Yeah, shout out to Kim Shenanigans. I'm thinking dunk tank for the next one, dude, if we can find a way to get that set up.
They got that back door. I'm pretty sure dunk tank would fold, right? You know what I mean?
Wait.
You don't think the dunk tank would fold to get it in through the door?
I thought it was made out of. Look up a dunk tank, Brandon.
Let's see what we're dealing with.
Rent a dunk tank.
Yeah. Let's see if we can rent.
We'll do it right fucking now, man.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it like if there's one that we can get a hold of.
Dunk tank rentals. Let's see how much this costs.
I don't think we'll be able to get it inside. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
$300. Okay.
All right. Oh shit, dude. We can make that.
Yeah.
But
I don't know about the mechanism.
Yeah, but how many people are actually going to hit that circle right there? Like, that's my
Well, you got to give them like five. You got to give them five balls.
We're going to have to give them like a basketball or something.
Yeah.
Comics not really well known for their athletic ability.
Yeah, man. And we got to get this pass through Kim to be like, would you like a big bucket of water in your fucking
First of all, who said it's going to be water, man? I'm thinking gator piss.
Oh, gator piss. All right. I'll go
get the gator from out there.
Brandon, I want to know what this story is.
Yeah, me too.
Brandon said he had something crazy to tell.
We don't know what it is, guys.
So, like that asshole Scott said, I fucked around and found out.
What?
I fucked. Okay, so you know those Willy Wonka chocolates at the gas station? I got adventurous, and I was like, let me go ahead and get that. So I got that. And then I went on a date. We went to Cheddar's, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I've never been
to... They got a fish tank in there.
I've never been to Cheddar's, and I found out it wasn't that expensive. So I got the ribs and the chicken tenders.
Uh-huh.
Made sure that I had a bunch of chicken tenders. And then I got... what else did I get? That cheese broccoli casserole with some bacon and cheese fries.
That sounds delicious.
And I ate all that shit. Except for... some of the ribs, I had like two bones left. And then after that, I got excited and I got some cake pops. And then after I ate the cake pops, I had I bought this big ass Ben and Jerry chocolate thing.
Are you fucking serious?
That's 5,000 calories.
Oh, God, at least.
And the morning was bad because so I was tired and I needed some energy. So I had an energy drink and then some M&M cookies. And
breakfast.
And then I went home and read the thing and it said take two two chocolate bars for the newcomer, the person that's new, and then if you do four or five, that's when shit gets crazy. And I was like, man, I'm a champ, let me get four.
What are we talking about?
The Willy Wonka, you never seen those mushroom chocolate things?
Oh, Willy, you're talking about
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so no, I didn't know what you're talking about.
I got four of them. And my girl's like, don't do four, Brandon. Don't do all that. Man, I'm a champ. I could do four.
Four entire candy bars?
No, not four entire. It's like they have like a level of bars. And they're like, you take one, two, three, four, five. And they're like ten, six,
like you
seven.
Break off the pieces?
Yeah, yeah. They're like six or seven. You're going to start seeing the walls move and stuff. And I was like, man, I'm a champ. And here's the thing. I actually was a champ. But that tummy ache came at the same time from all that shit I ate. So the whole night I was just dying. Like it was, oh my gosh, that was the worst.
Just on, not even the mushrooms in it, just what you ate, I just thought you were going to do.
Yeah, like they hit, they clashed at the same time. It hit and then my stomach.
Did you feel anything like?
Yes, I did. But also I was more focused on my stomach. So dude, I'm falling over and trying to, and it was so bad I couldn't even go. So I'm just like, dude, it was so bad I just blinked and then it was like 8 in the morning. And I was just like, no, not 8 in the morning. It was 6. Yeah, it was 6 o'clock, and I was like, thank God. But then I realized I passed out, and I didn't get to charge my phone enough, so I had to rush out with a dead phone and everything else. I found out, yo. You can't do all that.
Were you shitting crazy?
I tried. And I you couldn't.
Oh, my
couldn't,
God.
Man. I would,
have you shit since?
Only once. Only
damn,
once.
Dude, was it a big one?
No.
No?
Nah.
Brandon.
With how much you ate, dude? I don't even know how you did.
Yeah, eat some fiber.
Yeah,
dude, some apples. Yeah.
I'm taking a sugar break. I'm a sugar addict, and that definitely showed that night. Oh my gosh, man, that was a horrible night. I wouldn't wish that upon nobody because it was like, oh, here it is, wrong moment. My stomach. Ugh.
So it was just hurting, and you couldn't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I was like, like groaning now, just passed out.
Oh, that's the worst, dude.
Dude, we're gonna have to. Stage an intervention for Brandon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting to be a problem.
That was a horrible introduction to that chocolate right there.
I don't think it had anything to do with the chocolate, man. Nah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, you ate so much.
So,
chicken tenders.
Ribs, chicken tenders.
Broccoli cheese.
Broccoli and cheese.
Cheese fries.
Cheese fries. Cake pops.
The cake pops.
The mushroom chocolates.
Yeah, and... Ben and Jerry's.
The Ben and Jerry's
ice cream. Ben and Jerry's and the chocolate. No, it was a big-ass chocolate bar this big. $5 it was.
And then you woke up the next morning. You're like, man, that was the worst. Let me eat some cookies and drink this
energy
drink.
Oh, no, that was all in the same day. That was how I started.
Oh, that's what
day.
You ate for breakfast that day. Breakfast of champions, that is.
Yes, Red Bull and some M&M cookies.
What flavor Red Bull?
Oh, the plain one with the little race guy on it. You never seen that? Like, if you go there now, it's a race dude looking like this on a normal one. That's what I got.
Oh.
Yeah, big ass mistake, man.
Yeah, dude.
Horrible. It's just I got so hungry, and I never been to Cheddar's, and it was so good.
It was. I've never been either, but everybody said it's going to change.
I've been too many times. Really? Man. Too many times.
It's good.
Too good. You guys kind of made me want Cheddar's now.
They got a good menu item, the Monte Cristo.
What's that?
Deep fried sandwich.
Yeah.
Ham, turkey, cheese. They deep fry it, powdered sugar on it with raspberry preserves on the side, dude. Oh my gosh, man. It's nice.
That's a little too much right there.
Man. That's a little too much,
Brandon. Is Brandon fat-shaming me right now, dude? He's fucking food-shaming me. Unreal, man.
They deep-fry it, like so it's like fried chicken type, but like a sandwich, right?
Yeah, it's like the bread is almost as if it's a croissant.
Oh, shit.
You know,
shit.
It's like a croissant style. But you know what they give you for free? The appetizer, the honey butter croissant.
Oh, yeah, that was the best.
Add that to the list, by the way.
I had that, too.
It's that kind of bread, but it's got a little bit more integrity to it. It's a thicker cut.
That's my favorite place right now, man. Like, I got to go back.
I think you should take a sabbatical, dude.
Do they give you a lot of food, and how much did it cost?
It was only $19, and they gave you, like, a full slab of ribs.
Full?
Yeah, like, almost. Well, I think that was my second time I had ribs, really.
Brandon, I've cooked ribs here 4 times.
I know, but you know, like, that I've been able to just get, like, a slab like that. Uh-huh. Because, you know, when I was young, like, ribs was, like, a thing at adults.
Really. Yeah, yeah,
like,
you so got hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah, they're like, you get a little bit. So they gave me a little bit, but I never had my own slab like that. Like, big. It was big, man.
Brandon has definitely ate a half slab over here.
Oh, yeah. I just keep, whenever I get a chance to some ribs now, man, I'm going to go at them. I never had it. Like, man, now that I got that chance, that's like with chicken breast. You know, whenever I see a chicken breast now and I get a chance with it, because back then I always had to eat thighs, which is disgusting.
What? Thighs are better.
Nah.
Juicier.
Too much fat and too much gristle. Mm-hmm. Ugh, man.
You like the breast, huh?
Oh, yeah. I love that breast. Man. I'm a breast man.
Yeah, you like good old titties.
I love titties. Both ways.
That nigga got bad.
Both ways.
I never see the intensity of that magnitude in Brandon
food,
right there.
And life.
Yeah.
It's amazing shit. It's amazing.
I don't even know what to say, dude. He's kind of won me over, man.
Yeah.
You agree?
Oh, yeah. Food's up there, man. There's a lot of good things.
Like
in
chicken
world.
Tenders? Shit. That's the best right there. I'm obsessed with it. Like, I'm going to learn how to master it like I mastered my mac and cheese. Mm. So, yeah, if y'all want the best mac and cheese guy, right here.
All right, we'll argue that. We'll go at it. We need to have mac and cheese off. Yeah, yeah.
I'll make
yours
some.
Is good though. They taste similar. Yours and mine. I'll teach you how to make ribs, and they're cheap. You can get a slab of ribs for $9, and then it's easy as hell to make.
Really?
Really easy, and they always every time you eat them, they always taste good, right?
Amazing.
And they're in the fucking oven. It's better on the grill, but you know, just do them in the oven.
Yeah, that's what
$9. About all you need is mustard. Get a little apple juice, put it in the bottle. Mustard, put your seasoning on there. Little Worcestershire sauce. And then bake them about 350 for 2.5 hours. Open them up, put the barbecue sauce on the bone side. And then put the bone side first, put the barbecue sauce and put it to 400 degrees, 450, and let that caramelize a little bit. And then flip it over and do the other side at the end. And I'm telling you, every time, banger. And it's the quick way to do it. Now, if you want to do it on the grill, it's a different story, but it, you know.
I do it like that.
Yeah.
Wait, so you said it's only $9 for ribs, right?
You go to get a slab of baby back ribs, probably $9 to $13.
Dang.
Depending on the size, but, yeah.
Why I got to spend $20 at, TGI Fridays or something?
Because they're making them.
Oh, okay.
Man. All right. They're making them, and you get sides.
Oh, yeah. True. You know? Yeah, you're right. It makes sense now.
And the workers have to have money as well.
True. They got to get around. We got to get around.
What else been going on?
Shit, dude, nothing. I'm fucking tired all the time. I need to go to the doctor. They canceled my health insurance, man.
Oh, shit.
So you know what I do? I fucking wake up and I persevere because I'm an American, dude. Health insurance is overrated anyways. I don't need to go to the doctor. I just need Adderall. I think I just need an Adderall prescription.
Me too. I got to get my blood pressure down before they give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to check mine.
Blood pressure?
Yeah.
I got a thing in there.
Yeah.
Didn't I give you one?
You did?
I'm pretty sure I gave you one.
I don't remember that. Wait, so what was it? What was it like? Like one of those things?
Yeah, it's a blood pressure.
Oh, I never had one. Nah, I never got one of those.
I didn't give it to you.
That's not where you put it, man.
Well, yeah. You put it right there.
You put it on the upper arm.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
What are y'all trading medical technology for, dude?
Well, they told me at the VA, they were like, go to this room and grab one. So I went and grabbed one, and then they mailed one to me. So now I got two. Mm. I don't need two. I've never used either one of them. So, no, it's not any better. Yeah, it's not even like it's that high. It's like right on the borderline. I'm like, give me the fucking Adderall.
I feel like there's a joke that could be made there.
Yeah.
With the fucking blood pressure machine. Like, put it around your neck to choke yourself or something. For in a sexual
hell
fashion.
Hell yeah.
Somebody that doing is good. It. Somebody doing it out there.
Raina.
Raina. Shout out Raina.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She put me on a... She asked me yesterday, like, will you be on a show on July 13th or whatever, and it was at by the pool, and I was like, well, I'm gonna take my cute ass to the gym now and get ready for it. And then she said, she was like, yeah, you trying to be eye candy? And I was like, are you calling me peanut M&M?
Damn. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah,
what candy you guys think you would be?
Peanut M&M.
Peanut M&M. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, colorful, gay. Shiny.
Who said you? Because you is that shit still in the bio? who said they thought so. I was really gay?
It was somebody's family member, like girlfriend or something.
Was it Jack's wife?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Thought you were gay, man.
Damn,
that's funny. I forget until somebody tells me that's in there. I totally forget that it's in there. But I'm going to get you back. Okay. I'm going to get you back, you son of a bitch.
It's a hard one to come back from, dude. Old and gay. You got to pick one, bro. You can't do both.
Oh, shit.
Nah, what the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, I was asking what type of candy
we Oh, eating. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, peanut M&M I feel like is good for you. Brandon, you would be like something wet. Some type of wet candy.
Ice cream? No, that's not counting as candy. Hold on. Wet candy.
Well, I wasn't going to get upset about it.
Wet candy. Let me think of something. Wet.
What are you telling me? Wet candy?
Wet because he's sweating.
Ooh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That, what is that thing called? That, you ever had a Juicy Drop Pop?
Oh, yeah, dude.
But it's going to be the gummy one with the sticks. And I don't
know about all that.
Google that because I don't know what
it is. It's like a sucker and it has a liquid that you pour on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold on. Do you know about the baby bottle pops?
I don't know. I don't know. But pull up the Juicy Drop.
Dom might be a fucking fun dip, dude. Cocaine.
It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about right here.
Find the original one.
Oh, you
Brandon.
Want the original?
Oh, I've never.
That, no,
seen
that's
that
not.
Before.
That's not the original. That's like some offshoot. Yeah. That's fucking some it's Vietnamese original, special. Original. Yeah, that you pull it out of the bottom and you squeeze that stuff on there.
No, never.
They had good commercials, man.
Oh yeah, amazing commercials. And then that's the baby right there. You suck on a little bottle pop.
You do what to it, Brandon?
You got
to
suck on the little baby bottle, the bottle suckle thing or whatever the fuck.
Bottle. Dollar General.
What the hell?
You have an account?
What? Fuck all that. Hold on, let me just
fuck
baby.
No,
there it is.
There it is. Thank you. There we go. But yeah, it's like you get that little nipple thing and then you go to town.
Like
it.
The Gatorade, dude.
Oh, yeah, and then put a powder on there, too. Lube it up.
Lube it up
opposite
with
of lube.
Yeah. Dry lube.
Dry rub
that's a
lube,
thing,
dude.
I don't know.
You ever used dry lube before?
Never. Never. I've never used that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, no. Never even a real one. Normal one.
Lube?
What about the butterscotch oil?
Oh, yes. That's the only thing that butterscotch oil is that I got that from Pleasures. Shout
hey.
Out. Hell yeah. Let me give it a
Tuesdays.
Little... Yep, on Tuesdays. But, yeah, I got
not
it from Pleasures.
Long,
not
man.
For long,
They're
I know.
Dropping like flies, dude.
With Sunday's gone. That was the best one to try, whatever the fuck you wanted to say. And then Tuesday's gone.
Dude, like, first of all, Boxcar,
no,
so
no,
many
Tuesday's
good memories.
We still got Shaq Nasties.
Yeah,
and
bad,
I think there's
the
gonna
best
be,
open
I think there's going to be another one, but Jonathan just hasn't announced it yet. Mm. Still got Wednesday and Thursdays.
Yes, we do. Fat Sammy, that's the one I host with Alex Z, Black Panther, Hidden Dragon.
And you'll be on your own again next week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. Good time.
Mm-hmm. Did a great time the last couple
Thank
times.
Thank you.
Where's Alex going to be, man?
Remember he said he's going to it's a wedding or some sort.
Oh, shit.
But he's going back home. Yeah, he's going back home, so he'll be there for like a whole week. I'm like, dude, going on vacation for more than 4 days, I don't give a fuck where you're going. It's terrible. After 4 days, it's terrible. It's nothing good. Unless you're like in a different country and you're like saying you're going to Europe and you're jumping to different countries and stuff. You got to take more than four. But even then, you're fucking hurting. You're ready to get back in your fucking bed.
Every day after the third day is like the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like you wake up and it's like, oh, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Probably what we did the day before. But now you're drunk and hungover and gay and shit. And it's just like, it's not a good time. You're running out of clothes.
Yeah.
It's not good, dude. Yeah. It's not good. Somebody already got into an argument already.
Oh, it's especially if you go with every single time. It doesn't matter if you go more than one person.
what's the best argument you've ever gotten in on vacation?
Like best or worst?
Like the craziest one. Best for me. I love
it. I got an argument with one of my exes because I wasn't flushing the toilet. Like I would, you know, and it was like a big thing. And we were in Hawaii, and then I was like, and plus I rented the fucking beach house. Bitch didn't pay for anything. And then so it wasn't even like I was peeing or I was just blowing my nose and then putting it in the toilet and I didn't flush it. We're saving water. You know what I'm saying? It's an island. We got to do that.
They lack that in Hawaii, dude.
Yeah.
Water.
I know, man. So it was like one of those things, you know, when you walk, she walks out to the beach and then I got to go out there. I'm like, oh, it just flushed itself. I'm like, it's a fucking toilet. What do you do? What are we talking about?
Yeah. See, that's why you got to start pissing in the sink, man. That's what I've been preaching for the longest.
That's true.
Or outside.
Yeah. In a bush. Yeah, bush.
What's yours?
Man, I can't really think of that because, you know, I haven't really traveled. Like
You could be with your parents, right?
Oh, my parents? Damn, when is the time we've done? Well, I mean, there's always an argument we go out of town because it's like sometimes I just be. Oh, yeah, I got one. My mom complained because I kept on, like, moving in my sleep and doing shit in the middle of the night, like, punching in the air. She just wake up and kicking and shit. Like, what? She's like, what the fuck is wrong with my... Because I used to, oh, shit. Yeah, I used to, like, sleepwalk and yell and shit. Like, one time my grandmother told me, she was like, I walked past your door. And when I walked past, you yelled, you low-down, dirty dog. And I was like, I said that? And she was like, yeah, and you sleep. And... Yeah, and one time I woke up in the toilet, too. I don't know what happened, but...
What do you mean, in the toilet?
Like, sitting on it. And I was just... My pants were down and stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, time to go to class.
I thought you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a different time.
Yeah, I don't get around much, so I'll just tell you about situations, like arguments and stuff about, that people would talk to me about.
We're about to take Brandon. As soon as we get this clown college fund all the way up, we're taking Brandon somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm thinking.
What?
Take Brandon to Vegas.
Dude. Oh, shit. Hell
Brandon will be a prostitute before the end of the 4 days.
Like, you know how much money I made down there?
Where's yours? What's your craziest argument?
Well, most of the things I ran into is like we go somewhere and all, like everybody in the group except one person would be down. And the one person just wants to stay in the room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand that, dude. The room is nice, but it's only nice when like... It's time to be in the room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go somewhere just to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit on this fucking uncomfortable couch they got in here, dude. Mm-hmm. You only sleep on it, dude, with severe sunburns.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I want to go do activities and shit. I want to do the e-bike tour on Groupon and shit. I want to go to Shell Island and feed a deer a honey bun, which I did one time.
Oh, shit. How'd that go?
You know, it was me and my girlfriend at the time. We went, it's like an island right off Panama City in Florida, and it's just an island, and it's not anything special. That's really it. But there's wild deer there, and they like to eat Little Debbie cakes, dude. Mm. And we fed them one. Our tour guide, the dude that was like the captain, I guess, drunk as fuck, dude. Like, so drunk, man.
Hell
and
then
it was just me and like seven women. No, it was not a good time.
Oh, okay.
Not a good time. I found a crab. I picked it up. I started chasing my girlfriend with it. She wasn't happy about it. I had fun.
Oh, snap. I just realized I did travel one time at Trumbauer when everybody thought I was special. That's probably the worst time the worst experience I had traveling was when everybody.
So what, Trump what?
It was a thing for a theater where we would travel. I think it was Louis. We went to, what was it, somewhere. I forgot where the fuck. It was somewhere we went to, but we would travel there, and we would perform for, like, schools and theaters and colleges and stuff, and if they liked you, they would try to give you, like, a scholarship or something like that. So mm-hmm. I went down there, and we were doing a, what was it, some World War One play, and I was, like, a prop guy there, and then I was doing a comedic monologue because I was trying low-key get into comedy some way. But as I was there, everybody always thought I was special. Like, I remember one time it was so bad that one lady was like, oh, look, it's Brandon. You got to go to the bathroom? Do you want me to walk with you? And I'm like, no, I don't want you to walk with me. And then people, like, I had my friend that I used to hang out with all the time. And then people were like, oh, look, he made a friend. Look at that guy. I'm like, dude, I know this guy. And then I would sit by myself, and everybody was like, oh, man, Brandon, what you sitting by yourself for? Come with us in the group. And then I would go, it was... Man, and then the dance was the word. They had a dance, and I would just mind my business. Everybody like, Brandon, get in the middle of the corner. And then all the teachers came out. Everybody pulled me in the corner and was trying to make me dance, and I was just trying to chill, man.
You were the – dude, that happens at every school. That's just the funniest part is that they were trying to get you to be that guy.
Yeah, and I was the only black kid, too.
Oh, maybe they didn't think you were special. They just wanted to include you.
I thought it was just weird how they always wanted to walk with me when I wanted to walk by myself.
How were you?
The buddy
system.
I
think it was like the end of my sophomore year.
In high school?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. This was like high school. I'm like,
15, was, 16 years
yeah,
old?
Yeah, about 16 years old. Like, this was like, yeah, man, that was fucked up.
Dom, this is really giving me flashbacks to when he was like, it's called Special Ed. Oh.
Well, I was telling y'all, like, yeah, I was in this thing.
I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I don't know. They changed it. It used to be, now, okay, so special ed used to be special, they call it special needs now. And that's what I was in the special ed part where you got a little bit of extra. They put you in the class and you get some extra help and stuff. And then I'd have to read to, like, old people and draw on straight lines. And,
you said that same thing last time.
Yeah. It was.
I don't think that's in the standards, dude.
I don't think
that's in the standards.
And I'd have to be there like every beginning of class for an hour or two, just begging to get out. Now when I was in college, I got out and I wanted to get back. Like, I was like, they were like, because they were like, you really want to get out? I was like, yeah. And then they took me out and now I started starting. I was like, I want to get back in. Now they.
Oh my, dude, he's like Brooks from Shawshank Redemption. He was too institutionalized to really operate any other way.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. It started straight first line. Grade.
And sung to old
grade.
People.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brandon, we're not making fun of you.
Oh, I know. I'm with you. I know.
It's just the way that you say it is so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah. I know. Trust me. It was a crazy.
What other kind of assignments did you have?
Okay, so they would always make us like, oh, man, I hate it. Sometimes the teacher would want to, like, sit with you in a class if you need it. Like, sometimes they'd be like, oh, Brandon, are you going to take the test? I want to sit with you and make sure you get the test right. I'm like, I don't want teachers to sit with me in front of everybody. And then one time they pulled me out of class. My mom was like, man, we think you might be autistic. Something's wrong with you. And then they were like, but cheer up. The good doctor's on TV, and you see he's doing fine.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. And that's fucking, what is that, Dr. Math shit. I'm struggling with math, man, and all that biological.
Dr. Math, dude.
He's a doctor, though,
I
right?
know, but you got to know some stuff to be that doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
why do you keep on reverting to math?
Because don't you have to know some math to do some doctor
I'm sure
stuff?
You have to know a good amount, but I don't think it's like the main thing.
I know, but I feel like there's more, like, because it's like you got to calculate how much you cut that person, and then, like, you got to calculate which part of the organ you gonna you know how the surgery goes. It'd be
I've did it many a times.
That's what I'd be thinking. So, like, and plus it's a movie, a show. I was like, that's he made it. Thank you. Plus I'm nothing like that, dude. I've seen it. I don't see what you got the comparison from.
Well, that's the end of this episode.
To be continued.
To be continued. Thank you guys. Scott Curtis up next. He's a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him.
Yep. Don't like him. Don't like him.
Bad guy.
Yeah. He's bald, man.
Does this taste funny?
Welcome to Does This Taste Funny with Kimberly Wilson.
Hey.
Yeah.
What we got going on here, Kim?
So this is a segment that was inspired by the egg drinking incident.
Yeah.
Because it was so yeah, bless poor JJ's heart. But it was such fun to watch these guys try new things. And then we started talking on Ogre's episode, or no, it was when JJ came on our show. We were talking about the different weird things that country people eat and all that. And JJ is like, I'm down to try new stuff. So y'all can blame JJ.
We have.
But yeah. So now this is a segment. And the background for the name of the segment is because this is a stupid street joke. I'm telling you now, it's stupid. This is not my humor, so shut up. Anyway, two cannibals are eating a clown. One says to the other one, does this taste funny to you? So, clown-based humor, hence the segment name.
All right, what we got?
Oh, no. What is
now, let me say this.
I probably know what this is. I
it's
think I
not
like it.
Cat food.
Okay.
I promise you that. This is all human food grade quality.
All right.
So, do y'all want to decide which one you're going to try first? Because I think you should each try a thing, you know, and then discuss that thing and then move on to the next. All right.
What is the tartare thing?
Might as well get that out the way.
I think I know what this is. I'd like it if it's what I think it is. A German?
No.
Oh, then never mind.
Dude. It's looking at
me. Jay's acting like it has
I gave
eyes.
My dog this yesterday, man. You
ready?
I think I shot this out yesterday.
Cheers.
Oh, no.
You might like it. That's, you know. Look at JJ's face. Brandon's not loving it. Yeah. I mean, he's eating it. Dom's all right with it.
It's good.
It's all right.
All right.
Maybe I shouldn't say liverwurst.
It's close. I'm gonna bring in all three products and show them.
Do we chase it with this?
You can. Yeah. Take a little sip of your drink there.
All right now.
I love how he's the one that said we should do this, and he's already look at him. Look at the camera. Show me your face.
I don't like it. Dude.
I don't like it either.
I don't like
that
it.
That texture is like.
Okay, so we got a don't like it, don't like it. Mm-mm. Finish this old crap.
Come on, man.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, y'all can do that too if you want to take a swig of water.
Don't need it, Kim.
But wait, you want to cleanse the palate so that you can enjoy the drink. Because the drink is its own thing, you know.
I'm glad you told me. I'm about to dig in.
All right. Now just have a little sip of your drink. Yeah. JJ, you good, man?
I'm already regretting this so much.
All of a sudden, JJ's allergic to everything.
The taste of that was so strong, dude.
Was it?
It was strong.
Bad. Yeah.
It was okay.
That was a cheetah, dude. That's fucking cheetah shit. That's cheetah shit.
I've never tried nothing that great.
All right. Well. So, yeah, do a little salute here.
Salute.
To trying new things. Don't shoot it. You need to taste it.
It's good.
Okay. Oh, that's great. It's like a cinnamon.
What do you think it tastes like?
I like
carrot
that.
Cake.
Not far off.
Tastes that's like actually.
Let me try it again. Oh,
that's good. I actually like that.
Like some gingerbread type of tea.
Pumpkin pie soda.
Okay.
Oh, I was getting. I'm messing
with
that.
See? Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That just means whatever that is going to kill us. Yeah.
Pumpkin pie soda.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mess with that.
Cleanse it. Yep. A little sip of water. See, JJ, it's not all going to be bad.
That's going to kill me. I'm scared. Why? They look like little chicken wings.
Yeah, it's like a chicken wing cracker of some sort.
All right.
This is going to be good.
Not a bad guess, but there's a glaze on it. It's sweating.
Yeah, that is. That's interesting.
It's not liquid. It's just shiny.
Yeah, shiny is interesting.
This is like a cricket turkey leg, dude.
Hey, that's all right with me.
Where's the smallest one, dude?
Oh, come on. Spicy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let me get another one.
That's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
It's not as bad, but I'm still suspicious of it, dude. At first, it tasted like sweet. But now it's spicy.
The glaze, I think, is kind of a little bit sweet. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
All right, I'm going to get the container so you can see.
Uh-oh.
What you had. I mean, clearly is it shrimp? Delicious club crackers. You're not far off.
Yeah, he's allergic to shrimp.
He didn't say that.
I did not say that.
You didn't say that?
I'll be good.
Man.
I'll be good.
All right. What did, David, why did you say
that? He got to see.
All right, so this is Lester Spixen pumpkin pie soda.
Oh, yeah. I actually like this.
Yeah, nice. So y'all can finish that off if you want to. Then on that the cracker, like you had Fortune Brand cured pork liver pate.
Oh, that's why.
Delicious. Yep.
And then the crackers, I'm going by what it said on the shelf because I can't read this. But basically, it's a squid with... like buffalo. It's like,
oh, okay. Man, I like squid. Squid is good.
Crackers.
I love, yeah, squid.
See the cute little squid there?
Mm-hmm. So you're not allergic to squid, are you?
Never had. We'll find out, dude.
Are you really allergic to shrimp?
I am. I forgot to say.
Lucky for you, we don't have shrimp today, but that's important.
This week's featured comedian.
I'm almost 60, and I started doing this when I was 52. And, you know, when I told my wife, she was pretty happy about it because it got me out of the house. But I called my kids and said, hey, I'm doing stand-up comedy now. And they're like, oh, great, Dad. That's fantastic. You are always funny. Got to keep the brain working. And then, as soon as they hang up, they call my wife and says, what's wrong with Dad? Has he had a stroke? Is it time for us to come home?
JJ?
Yes.
We got a really special guest today.
No? Yes, we do. Guys, I don't know if you know this. We are in the presence of podcast royalty.
Ta-da!
Yes, we are. Okay. This is an award-winning podcast.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did Open Mic Diaries, the Behind the Bits podcast.
Ooh.
He hosted a virtual comedy competition during the pandemic. I'm for realsies, man. I'm for realsies. Guys, today we have the amazing... Scott Curtis.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
You did research. I forgot about that comedy competition.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got more than that as well.
Yes, we do.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. I'm really happy to be here. This is a nice professional setup. And, you know, you three guys, you know, you're reasonably nice.
Thank you.
I'm not like head over heels over any of you, but you're all right.
Yeah. We're a tough sell.
Yeah.
We're a tough sell. For sure.
Scott, I always like to introduce you. You know, I love your comedy. You're so tight. You're on time. And the shit's hilarious. It's silly. That's my biggest thing about comedy. I like smart. I like all that. But I love silly.
Yeah.
And you got silly with it all. Kind of like a Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Steve was my second comedian that I, like, fell in love with. Mm. My first was Tom Dreesen, who he worked with Frank Dreesen? Sinatra for, like, 15 years at the end of Frank Sinatra's career. But he's a Chicago guy, and I found him accidentally on the Mike Douglas Show, which was an old-timey daytime show. And he did this joke about never doing drugs because he was, I don't remember. I always say it wrong. A guy offered him drugs, and he said, what's that? And he says, well, it's drugs. And he says, well, what does it do? He says, well, it makes you feel like you got hit in the back of the head with a shovel.
Wow.
So he passed. And I saw him on there. So then, you know, the only way you could find out where people were on TV was TV Guide. So I always got to TV Guide as soon as we got one and found out if Tom Dreesen was on. So he'd do Carson. He'd do Mike Douglas, Dinah Shore, all the shows that were on at that time. And I'd watch him. And I just thought he was the best. And then I kind of forgot about him because, you know, things changed. I got married and everything. But after him, it was David Letterman. So Letterman was like my guy when, even at the morning show. So the morning show started when I was in my senior year at high school. And I would just leave school and go and watch it and come back.
Oh, David Letterman did the morning show?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
For like 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't go over well.
I can see that.
And then when he started doing late night, I, you know, I watched religiously. And I've just been a fan of his like forever.
Yeah, I love David Letterman.
Same like, here.
I grew up whenever the wars were going on. Mm-hmm. So Jay Leno, David Letterman, they had this because David was going to get the Tonight Show gig.
Yeah.
And then Jay Leno hid in the closet while he was doing his interview with the Tops, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember that.
Brandon, how the hell do you
research? I researched like all this.
You love it too.
Yes, like when you were talking about Mike Douglas and Johnny Carson, I was just wondering, man, what was it like to like wait till like 12 at night or something whenever that went on and saw that, like see Richard Pryor and Rob Williams, George Carlin.
Yeah, it was. So first of all, you know, we had one TV in the house, uh-huh. and you know, when I was young, I wasn't supposed to be up. You know, it was, you know, mm-hmm. and. Our house was really small. My bedroom was right next to my mom and dad, so sneaking out to watch TV was tough. But I did it, and I'm glad I did because I did see all that kind of stuff. I watched Carson whenever I could, and I saw – you got to find this on YouTube. I saw the episode where Steve Martin came out. He did his interview, and then Johnny says, well, I hear you've got to go. You've got – something going on, so you have to leave. And he leaves, and then they come back, and Johnny's starting to announce the next guest, and Steve comes from behind the curtain, and he's just crying. He's like, I didn't really have anywhere to go. I just wanted to be like the important people. And find it on YouTube. It's I think if you find Steve Martin has to leave or something like that. Steve Martin Carson. It was just the most hilarious thing in the world. And that's for some reason that solidified him for me as somebody that can do really weird shit that is not really part of his act. So he could be, you know, he could be weird. This was before he did movies, so he could be weird, like, just in real life. Which made me feel better, because I'm weird in real life.
Yes, folks.
Oh, yeah. We all are.
That's it right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, see? Oh, yeah. He has to leave.
Man, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some fast fingers there.
Super Thank producer you. Over there.
I try.
I didn't start getting into late night until it was like Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno were having the beef.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Conan had it for like a few months or something, yeah, and then Leno came back.
Yeah.
And then Conan got his own show. I love Conan O'Brien.
I love Same. Conan,
I think
too.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. His podcast is fantastic.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, as good as he was at doing the talk shows, because I watched all those too, his long-form interviews are just fantastic.
Because he's so smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has that same quality as you. You know, he's so smart, but Conan's the silliest.
Yeah.
And that's why I loved. Yeah. I mean, and then like when you see him in the interview, like he's so on top of it.
Yeah.
Like whenever he has a guest that he really likes, man, he's just going and going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like guys that you know, but you really maybe well like me, I know who they are, but sometimes like I've seen them before.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know that they were this funny and they end up being like writers on a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. They do acting here and there, but they're hilarious. I can't think of the guy's name right now. He was just on there probably a month ago or something, and they had the best riff.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing I miss about the Conan talk show is Andy Richter, because the stuff, their chemistry and the stuff between them was. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
I like how Andy didn't care. Like, he put on like he didn't care at all.
I mean, he just shrugged all the time.
Yeah. And they say, when I watch podcast comedians say that Andy is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy that you want to hang out with whenever you go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love. So, do you like the new like Jimmy Fallon. I don't even know who else they got.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel.
And then
James
Charlemagne,
Corden.
Kind
of. Who?
Not Charlemagne.
Kinda. They had a kind
James
back
Corden,
then.
The Late Late Show.
Yeah, but that's gone now.
Colbert.
Yeah, yeah. Colbert. Uh-huh. Do you like these guys?
I don't watch any of them.
Yeah, me neither.
And it's not... So, Kimmel, I totally respect him because he was an Uber Letterman fan.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I yeah. like mm-hmm. I like his... You know, he's snarky. He's, you know, really sarcastic. I like his dry humor, but I just can't sit through a talk show anymore because famous people just bore the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. That's why Letterman was so good.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't like you,
yeah,
you knew it.
Yeah.
You knew it on there.
And it's become, you know, it's just so corporate now. There's no real stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that I don't watch talk shows anymore.
Yeah, I used to religiously. And even though like I was a Letterman guy, I still like Jay Leno. It was funny, like yeah. whenever he read the the paper and
oh, yeah.
like all.
Yeah.
He had good segments. I liked it, mm-hmm. but you always feel some type of way because like Letterman was my guy, and then I'm like took the job, and I came on after that. But like you know, you go they had a whole movie about it.
Yeah,
late night,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And there's a book about it that's really good too, and I can't remember the guy who wrote it. It's in my Kindle, but I've read like all the Letterman shit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all ever watch one guy? I can't remember his name, but he was the late night host. He was Scottish.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's talking Craig about Ferguson. Craig Ferguson. Yeah.
He was good.
Love Craig Ferguson.
And he is good. He's a good guy, and he's very so that British Scottish. You know, the whole European humor, it's different. And it's, in a lot of ways, I think it's better.
Mm-hmm.
And Canadian humor is the same for me, too. Because oh, yeah. So when I did the podcast, I talked to a few Canadian comedians. And, you know, I asked why, because I used to listen to JFL channel on Sirius all the time. And I said, I don't know why, but I lean towards your humor more. And one guy told me, his name's Glenn Foster, he said, it's because we have to work harder. But there is a culture thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Britain and Australia even more, all the European countries, you don't need, like, laughs per minute. You need a story that... A
lot of awkwardness.
Yeah. True. Keeps
Love
people
that.
Interested. Mm-hmm. And... They're totally fine with waiting for the laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have all these tags and shit like that. So you really get a story from most of them, which is good. I really like it, yeah.
Yeah, I like British TV shows. Like, there's one, I never hear anybody talk about it. But it was on Netflix for a little while. It's not on there anymore, but it's called Borderline.
Huh,
and it's pretty much the off like an R-rated version of The Office. But instead of an office, they're at the... the airport.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, and the characters in that are so fucking funny. And
I'll have to check that one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's on now. Like, when I watched it, they got two seasons out. You know, British, they usually do, what, three? And then that's it.
And they're short seasons.
Yeah.
They're very good about not running a show into the ground.
Yeah. Americans want that money.
Yeah.
So they'll keep it going.
So, did you,
okay.
you
go? No, go.
Did you hear they're making a new Austin Powers soon? I heard.
Are they really?
Yeah, with Mike Myers and everything.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, no, I love those though.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. I feel like.
Yeah, that was definitely my childhood.
So that's right another there. Thing. I mean, he comes out. People are starting to say he was a dick. And
Michael Myers.
Yeah, oh. and I'm like, we're all dicks. I mean. Everybody's an asshole, and when you're famous, they just explode it. You know, they make it like, you know, Ben Affleck didn't tip me at Starbucks or something like that. And all of a sudden, it's, you know, page one news, and everybody's all over him. And I just don't get it because, mm-hmm. I mean, we all have bad days. You know, I'm a dick, like, most of the time. And I don't understand why we've done this with famous people. And, yeah, I'm actually writing a joke about it. So you'll hear it at an open mic someday.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Like, one of your jokes, I've said it on here before, and it's right. Saturday Night Live, they're always talking about it's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was been like that.
It's never been funny.
if you get two good sketches out of the hour,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good money. Even when you're talking about when you have Will Ferrell and all of these big names who are like famous now. Yeah. Not, they call that like they had a lot of famous people come from that era.
Yeah,
and but still, and then or they would run sketches into the ground.
Uh huh.
And then do it over and over and over.
Yeah.
So you you started comedy. Where'd you start? In Indiana?
Yeah, Indiana. Up in my first comedy gig was in Goshen, Indiana. And so I was 52. And I worked at a place called Mapletronics. It was an IT managed service provider. And I worked there for almost 20 years. Mm. So we had a company party every year, and I never went.
Tight move.
I work there. I don't see any reason to hang out with them. I'm just not super social. I'm social when I want to be, but mm-hmm. no, I'm not going to go Sunday to a company party and then have to go to work Monday and see him.
Yeah.
True. But so the guy who was doing the entertainment for the party is nice young man named Michael Dunlap. He's the one that got me started in comedy. And they had a magician for like 3 years in a row. So he came to me in the summer and said, we want you to do comedy for the company party. And I said, no, because I'm not a comedian. Mm-hmm. I've never, you know, I like comedy. And it's not like I'm even a comedy nerd. I really, I like the people I like. And, mm-hmm. you know, I never really went out and tried to find new people or anything like that. I just, you know, if I came across somebody I liked, I'd watch them and laugh. And mm-hmm. so it wasn't like I, you know, I had Richard Pryor t-shirts and stuff like that. I was just a regular guy. But I always... At our meetings, I was always the guy that like broke the awkward silences and just totally fucked up meetings with my humor. And it was almost always shitting on somebody that was higher up the food chain than me. and so, you know, Michael said okay, and then it was like a month later, he said, we really want you to do stand-up for the company party. And I, once again, I said, no. And then a little bit more time goes by, and he said, just really think about it. So I went home, and I told my wife, this is the first time I said anything to her, and she said, well, you know you want to do it. And I'm like, I guess I do. So I went ahead and said I'd do it. So this is like 6 months. No, not 6 months. It's like 4 months before the party. Because they did the company party in January, right after Christmas, and so I they want me to do 45 minutes.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's insane.
People yeah. out there, that is insane.
Yeah, yeah. The only way I did it. So let's flash forward to the day of the show. So I had written some jokes. I had watched some comedy, and I didn't even know that if there was an open mic in the South Bend area, because I just didn't know. So I never did an open mic, nothing like that. So I wrote a few things, and then I just kind of wrote roasts for like everybody.
Uh-huh.
And this is like it was like a uber Christian organization, so I had to be careful. I couldn't
step over the line.
Yeah. True. So I was as nice as I could about the roast, but I am not like a nervous person, like at all. The day of the show, I woke up and my wife said I was like white as a ghost, and my eyes were like saucers, and that I was just a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to go up and do 45 minutes. It didn't dawn on me till that day. So this was a January that Lake Michigan almost completely froze over. It had been sub-zero weather for like 3 weeks. Oh, and so I said, well, let's go for a hike. And so we went to Lake Michigan to see the ice shelves and stuff like that. And we hiked, and I came back, and I was better, and I went and did the show. And I guess it was okay. You know, a couple people said, yeah, that roast was pretty funny and stuff like that. I don't think, like, I tore the world down or anything like that.
No.
Okay. I think it was just funny that I went up there. And so.
Yeah, but you did 45.
Yeah. Yeah, I did pretty close to 45. I don't think I hit that mark, but.
Anywhere close to that is insane.
For your first time.
Especially
wild.
Your first time.
Yeah.
For me right now. I had to do 45 after 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, okay. Right.
I can barely get through a 45-minute podcast. Yeah. I don't want to stand up in front of people for 45 minutes.
I can only imagine.
But after that, I'm like, I want to be a comedian now. So then I started finding open mics, and we had the Drop Comedy Club, so I did that mic, and there was a mic at a coffee house, and so I did that stuff, and then, you know, I got really close with a lot of the comics there because, you know, I'm old, but I'm not like a real boomer. I'm all about causes and you know, I'm, you know, I've got a Black Lives Matter sticker, and I've got, you know,
straight up,
I've got I've got one of the buttons for the LGBTQ stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wear a lot. It's just how I am. That's kind of how I came up. So my parents were just not great. Okay, I'll leave it at that. They weren't real good. But I hung out with my grandma a lot, and she and my grandpa were socialists, and all of their friends were gay. Every single one of them were gay. So
this is back in the 20s, guys.
Yeah, this is the 80s. Good time. This is the 80s. So I was around, you know, gay people a lot. And so I didn't think anything of it, really, because it was from the time I was young. So, you know, when you experience stuff when you're young, you know, that hatred doesn't build up. And and so I was just totally cool with all that. And then when I started, you know, I got in high school and stuff like that, and I was like, you know, everybody gay bashes, and my high school was all white. You know, I was in a small town, everybody was all white, and, you know, the N-word was used like an adjective all the time, and I was just like, I didn't understand it, you know. That hate stuff never really clung on to me.
Mm-hmm.
So in meeting these folks, you know, when I walk up to a person, people automatically think, you know, conservative white nationalist. You know, that's just what I look like.
I get it.
Yeah. And so that's not what I am, but I'm also not somebody who's going to prove. I'm not going to prove to you what I am. I'm just like, whatever. I don't care if you like me or not. And
I like that.
And but, you know, I started, you know, it took a little while, but I started really gelling with these kids, and It was really, really nice. And, you know, my objectives for comedy have been pretty small. You know, I don't want to be a big star or anything. I just want to be funny when I go up there. And
which you are.
Yeah. Funny as hell. Thanks. But, you know, I started putting on shows just so I could get them up there. And, you know, I'd bring in headliners from Chicago once in a while. And then I'd do a showcase once in a while. And so I was doing that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we decided to move. And that was, it was after the pandemic, and we had talked about it a little bit before that, but we really talked about it, and we're like, okay, what's keeping us here? Mm-hmm. We've got one kid in the D.C. area and one kid in Huntsville, and, you know, nothing else is really keeping us. And so we finally said, okay, let's do it. And no plans, nothing like that. You know, I didn't even know if I could get a job, you know, because I was old. I was like, I hadn't applied for a job in, like, 25 years. So it was like, you know, what's that? And, you know, I got a job right away, and Lisa was able to stay with her company, and she'd been with them for like 23 years. Mm. So she was able to stay with them. And, you know, we came down. And, you know, once we got settled, I was like, yeah, I'd like to do some comedy. And I went out a few times and I was like, man, I'm just not feeling it. And a lot of it was because my comedy persona in South Bend was like super clean. And it was super clean and goofy, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being super clean and goofy is fine, but that's not what I am. You know, I want to gently do some commentary on, you know, boomers and stuff like that. I don't want to be like in your face. I don't want to be, you know, like Lewis Black. You know,
yeah.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Although I love him, I've seen him a bunch of times. I love him, but I don't think I could pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, just gently, you know, lift up young people while pushing my generation down a peg because we need to be. and so, you know, I started writing different stuff, and then I just still wasn't feeling it. And, you know, of course the bout of depression I had in 2023 just pretty much laid me out. I could work and eat and sleep, and that was about it. So I was in such bad shape that there was no getting me out. I probably did like 3 open mics in 2023.
Damn.
Then, you know, I started, you know, going to a therapist and talking to friends and stuff like that, getting my meds changed and good stuff that, and just finally deciding, hey, I'm not going to be this guy anymore. So then I started getting back into it. And now, my expectations were really low. But then I really started having fun. It's about the time you guys started getting on the scene. And I started really having fun watching you. And then I had a ton of fun playing around with, you know, different jokes and stuff like that. Like it's like comedy became fun again. And so that's why I've kind of thrown myself into it more. And here I am today. So,
hell yeah.
We're glad you're here, man.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. We're very glad.
I remember when I met you, it was at Rocket Republic.
Yeah.
At that open mic.
Yeah.
And you came up to me, and I like first started, and you were like, that Sir Mix-a-Lot joke with like the... You know how in rap songs they start with like, this is a certified hood classic?
Yeah. Yeah.
My entire joke was like, who would be the board of directors to decide?
I never heard that.
Knights of the Round Table. I did it that one time. I never did it again.
Oh, you should pull that back up.
Maybe, sure. Dude. P. Diddy will be on there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, you were very supportive. You're very supportive. And that was a time where I really didn't know anybody who was doing it.
Yeah. I remember that night. I never remember the joke until you say it, but I remember that night. And I think Brandon came along pretty close to that time.
Yeah.
He may have been at that mic.
What, the Rocket Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
And then I think Dom came on like
a little bit
couple
later.
Months later.
Probably a month later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the mic, you know, there was more mics and stuff like that to do. And, you know, I just really liked watching you guys. The thing I have trouble with is, you know, I'm just not a real social guy. And, you know, talking before the mic and talking after the mic and going out, it's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, I think, get the impression that I just want to go up and do my thing and I don't care about anybody else. But I really do. And I just really, I'm at the point in my life where I just have to be exactly who I am.
Yeah.
You know, I can fake it because I'm kind of in a sales role now, and I can totally turn on the charm and be, you know, not as, you know, whatever is wrong with me as I am. But, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and so when I'm doing my thing, it's just like, you know, I'm going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You come there, you do your set, watch comedians as much as you want to, and then roll out.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it that you just, that's what you do. Like you said, you don't got time to fucking try to appease everybody else.
Yeah.
You do it, and you're funny. Like, really funny.
And you have a joke about it.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
So, this is true. So that joke was I was doing Jonathan's open mic at the Speakeasy,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to be on the showcase at Stand Up Live.
Yeah, we were on there together.
Yeah, and I'm walking up to the stage, and that joke jumped into my head. The whole fucking joke just jumped into my head. Part one of the joke, I should say. So the I say, my buddy says, do you hang around with the young guys after the show? No. But the second part where do you think you're missing something? That came like right after that night. And I was like, do I put this in the showcase? And after I thought about it, I was like, I have to. It's almost like it came from the heavens to be told. So yeah, so I did it there and
crushed.
Yeah,
crushed. Yeah, one. Yeah. Well, you got to host the open mic.
Yeah,
the best comedian from that showcase.
Hell yeah!
So we whooped my ass. No, but you killed it. I could hear the laughs from the green room. Because this is my first time in the green room, so I'm staying here.
That was my first, too. Yeah.
Was it
yours?
Yeah. I know you signed the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. Very small. Very small print.
Humble size.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. You smashed it, and you killed that as the host. Because that's a different muscle.
Yeah, and I didn't really get a whole lot of expectations, so I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And then Scott said, you can say stuff between the comics. So I just thought, okay, I'll just say ridiculous shit between the comics.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah, I remember you had a hat that didn't have a logo.
Yeah.
and Dom Carr, the man with a hat without a logo, because he don't need no damn logo.
Yo, so I I'm a jazz guy and stuff like that. And I saw that you do impressions like Dean Martin impressions.
Yeah, I don't really do Dean Martin impressions. So I did a talk show called the BTB Internet Talk Show during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have comics on. I'd have other podcasters on, stuff like that. And for some dumbass reason, I decided that Dean Martin was going to be part of the show. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, everybody thought Dean Martin died in 1997. What we didn't know is he was cryogenically frozen, and just a few weeks ago, he was thawed out. He doesn't have any money, so he asked me if he could stay with me for a while. And here's Dean Martin. Hey, I'm Dean. So it was a purposefully bad impression of Dean Martin. And I know nothing about Dean Martin other than I listen to his albums. And I watch a Dean Martin roast and shit like that. So people would ask me, you know, what about your first wife? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck she is. You know, well, being cryogenically frozen means that I forgot some stuff. You know, so I would just bring that up. And it was like, it was almost like an Andy Kaufman type thing.
Okay.
Because the guests didn't like it, the listeners didn't like it, and I kept doing it.
I love that, dude. I love that. That is my favorite thing. Like, even I have jokes that don't work. I have a lot of them. But I tell them for that reason specifically. That's how, like, I got started with comedy. It's like I'd be out with my friends at a restaurant. The waitress would come over. And I lived with my grandparents. And elderly people do this thing where they like to tell you all the tragic shit that's happened to them in their life for some horrendous medical problem they have.
Yeah.
And so the server would come over and be like, oh, do you need anything? I'd be like, yeah, can I get a refill on Diet Pepsi? And my mother left me as a child. And say it just like that. And my friends are like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it made them angry, but it brought me so much joy.
Sometimes you got to do something for you.
It's about self-care. It's about self-care.
That's funny.
I had people, like, before the show, because they had watched it, they were like, why do you still do that Dean Martin shit? You know, it was never funny. It's never going to be funny. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But keep
doing. That's part of having fun with it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you have to do things that you enjoy.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Even if it's not, like, it's not going to help you with getting laughs or whatever. Yeah. Like, you got to say shit like that. It keeps it fun. It keeps
for you.
It fresh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just did it on the live show, on our first big show. Talked about the ball wax.
Oh, yeah.
When I tell you, I say this stupid shit. I'm like, I like to sit, like, if I don't have anything to do for 3 days and not take a shower. And you get, like, they call it ball cheese, but I think it's more of a wax. You know? And then everybody I tell it to gets extremely grossed out. I saw the opportunity at the live show, and this one girl that was sitting in the front, when I tell you, she was like, so disgusted. And then, but in my heart, I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got a reaction.
Yeah, yeah, I got a reaction. That's what I want.
You always use the same word when doing the ball wax thing. You say that it smells intoxicating.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes it.
I know
it.
You love it, though. Look at him smiling right now.
It brings me joy.
I like when you do that. It'll wake you up.
It'll open you up.
That's kind of like JJ's pussy sickles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I love that.
I'll never stop doing that. That'll be my closer for the next 13 years. I love that.
Every time you say, do you experience, what do you say, coochie sickles?
Have you ever experienced coochie sickles?
Yeah.
And then they'll look at me like this.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Let me explain.
Oh, so I was listening to my one of my favorite bands, Volk, this morning, and
oh, snap. Best damn two-piece band in the line.
Who'd you compare them to? Chains.
Alice in Chains.
No, not Alice in Chains. Who'd you compare him to when you're talking to Sam Talent?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
I don't know, but it does sound like who you were, because I listened to him too.
They call themselves Cowpunk.
Cowpunk.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is nice. I was listening to it this morning. I was listening to.
I think maybe the White Stripes and
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what you said. The White
Stripes and Dwight Yoakam or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely fell in love with them. It's kind of a neat. Kind of a neat story. So I discovered this band, Brother O' Brother, who played in Goshen. There's a record shop there that they pull all the records out and have bands there sometimes. And they played that. And another two-piece band, very psychedelic fuzz guitar, very hard. And the guitar player for them also runs a record company called Romanus Records, or Romanus, or whatever the fuck it is. And he does these custom vinyl prints. So he does it for bands. He does one comedian. I can't remember the comedian's name. But, he did one for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So he does custom stuff for them every single album. But he did one with them where I think there was a drop of real blood in it, and then there was red stuff in it. He did one that had lights with a remote control that you could change the lights and the colors and the strobes and stuff like that.
That's
so he does this, and he's actually gotten really, really hot in the last few years. He wasn't so much then. He was just starting out. But Volk was on his label. So they had Romanus Fest in Indianapolis years ago, and we drove down for it, and that's the first time I saw Volk, and I didn't even know who they were. Mm-hmm. and they're in this little record shop doing I think Honeybee was a song.
Yep.
That's what I listened to. Yeah, and I was like, holy fuck, I gotta know these people. And so, you know, I started talking to him, we became friendly, and I've gone to see him in Nashville a couple times. And
oh, so you actually talked to him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chris and Elliot, I know. I don't dislike the band, I know them, but if I didn't know them, I'd still love the band. And you know, they're out there, they're working with the Super Suckers and another band right now, but I just want to see them like be the headliner. I think they're the best thing ever. And Brother's really good too, but they don't play as much as they used to because Chris is doing the records so much.
I thought this is you're talking about Brother or Brother.
Yeah.
I thought that was Tim Dillon, like he lost weight.
Yeah. And then you got Mad Dog from Rustling.
So a friend of mine in South Bend, so he had the bar that I did the comedy shows, but it was a rock bar, and it had like the best sound system in the world. So twice I had those guys come up and play. And one time it was like, I think it was February, and there was a really bad snowstorm. I was surprised they even made it. And there was like maybe 25 of us in the audience. And I was like, man, you know, I'm glad you're getting a minimum, because Jeff, my friend that had the bar, has a minimum. So I knew at least they were getting paid to come. And but they put on a great show. And then they came back, and I think there was even less people there. And it was like in the summer. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm never going to recommend a band play a bar anymore, because apparently I don't have any taste in music. but they came both times and knocked it out of the park.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So is cowpunk, is that like southern style punk
music?
Yeah,
I mean, so these guys, I mean, when they started, they did like, you know, traditional acoustic shit. They met in Germany, and they were just doing like regular kind of country bluegrass type stuff, and then they've morphed into this. And you know, there's a country twang to a lot of it, but a lot of it's, you know, it's so fuzzed up and you know, just really psychedelic and nuts that it's more on the punk than the cow, I think. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
Have you heard of the new blossoming genre referred to as y'alternative?
No.
What?
It's like southern alternative. They call it y'alternative. It's this whole subculture of like people from the South, yeah, who have like, you know, southern aspects about them, but are also like super alternative. They like,
that's cool.
They might like this.
Emo country music, yeah, and shit like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I love alternative. These my guys. Favorite,
this is probably a Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go down to the picture that. Yeah, I see what you're looking at, Brandon.
All right. Is that what you wanted me to click on?
No, God. Uh-oh. We're trying to be serious.
She is not wearing the pants that I like.
I was just about to say that. The advances in women's pants.
Yeah, you got to come out and see Scott Curtis. He has a whole bunch of good shit. Did you ever find the Batman ring you swallowed?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Christ.
Did you pass?
Man,
that?
How deep did you guys go?
Deep.
Dang. So no, I swallowed it. My mom grabbed me, and she had nails like this. She grabbed me and put her finger down my throat, got it with her nail, and scratched my throat at the same time. Oh, and shit. So it didn't actually go all the way down.
Oh.
When did I talk about that shit?
So what year was that?
I was probably 4 or 5 years old.
Okay, so one, two. So you were born. So this is 1964.
I was born in 64. No, so
oh shit! I thought it was 59.
It would have been like 68.
Yeah. 68. That's 68, a good year.
69, yeah.
He's the oldest young person.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about old shit.
Whenever we play this back, I'm going to go to his camera whenever you start talking about Johnny Carson and shit.
Yeah.
His eyes are just like, he's so ready to come out.
Yeah. And you said you're a Richard Pryor fan, right?
Yeah.
So after this, yeah, because I got the original album of That Nigga's Crazy.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I got a bunch of his albums, like especially the one in 1968 that he like first released. I can look to see, man. This and Red Fox, too, would be like him.
Yeah. So Red Fox and Flip Wilson were actually my first comedians.
Really?
My first, because my mom and dad had their 8-tracks.
Wow.
And Flip Wilson did a joke about some guy that had a knob in his belly button, and people kept asking him, you know, what it's about, and then somebody finally grabbed the knob and his ass fell off. And it's not funny the way I say it, but Flip Wilson was really
good. Was funny as hell.
And Red Fox, you know, I just watched, after Sanford and Son, he had like a variety show. There's some of that in YouTube, and I was watching some of that shit, and that guy is just, I mean, he's like the original, like, OG, I don't give a fuck. Uh-huh. And he's just up there on stage. And one of the ones I watched, somebody asked him, will you ever go back to Sanford and Son? And they're taping, and he's like, fuck CBS. So they had to bleep, man. And then he said, no, ma'am, I will never be going back to that place.
I heard that got him in trouble, though, because you remember at the end, like, he died with, like, no money, really, because of those taxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was...
Well, he was, you know, he was a party guy, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that. I loved him. I never missed Sanford and Son. I love that. Grady was great. Mm-hmm. Lamont was really just a shitty actor.
Oh yeah.
It looked like he was reading cue cards all the time. But when you go back and watch it when you're a kid, you don't notice that. But mm-hmm. Red Fox was great. I loved him.
Of the old timers. Red Fox is always going to be my favorite because, like you said, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And because I'm not like this, but some people are just naturally funny. Yeah. You got Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
You got these people who are just like, if you were sitting in the room with them, I don't care who's in there, whoever the greatest comedians are, they're going to be the funniest people in the room.
Yeah.
And I love those type of people. Yeah. I love to be around them.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Fox was fantastic. And Flip Wilson was very underrated, but
what else was Flip in?
He had his own show, Flip Wilson Show. I remember that.
Yeah, he had the Flip Wilson show.
It's a movie. I'm thinking.
I'm finna see for you.
He guested on a lot of like Bob Hope shows and stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Where I knew him. Yeah. I used to watch. I'm not that old, but I grew up on when you were talking about Dean Martin, mm-hmm. Martin and Jerry Lewis. Every movie they ever made, my mom had them in a cassette tape.
Yeah.
The one they went, the Navy gets the gravy, the Army gets the beans. And I used to just love it. I'm like, this is in the 90s too, and I'm up here talking about Navy. It's a black and white show, movie. But I loved, and then Nick at Night, we got lucky to have Nick. I don't know if they have that now. We had Nick at Night, Bob Hope, Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, I Love Lucy. Taxi, I probably shouldn't have been watching, but I love Taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. I don't think, do they have that for you guys?
Yeah, there was Nick at Night when I was growing up, and it was like the George Lopez show.
Rider,
Full House.
What else was on there? Full House.
I can't remember the names of the shows, but I remember watching them.
Okay. Yeah.
Friends was on there.
Oh my God, Friends.
Now SpongeBob is on there, which is weird.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the older episodes, because they got some crazy shit in those, man.
Yeah,
they really do.
Maybe I'm getting old.
Man, I would watch listen to my grandpa's CDs, his comedy CDs. We'd listen to them together, but they were all clean comics, but they were hilarious, man. Hilarious, like those storytelling. Not everything's funny, but it leads up to this big goofy punchline, and it's just in your face kind of slapstick stuff. Mm. But I love that.
Yeah,
I still listen to those.
So you read a lot.
Yeah.
Stephen King, your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite book by Stephen or series?
Well, it's the whole Dark Tower series, the Gunslinger series. Yeah.
You didn't like when they made the movie?
No.
Yeah. A lot of people did not like that.
It was a bad movie.
But Stephen King movies, I like Thinner.
Thinner was good.
Thinner was good, right?
Yeah.
Cujo.
Was fucking awesome.
What's the high with the cars and shit?
Machinery. Christine was
good. No, not Christine. Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. I don't think that came from a book. It might have came from a short story, but I think it was a short story of his. But that movie, it was so funny. It just got totally panned by the critics when it came out. And I still watch that once in a while.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
What's it
called? Maximum Overdrive?
Yeah. It's whenever... Is it all electronics?
Yeah, all electronics
turn against everybody.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good.
It probably still holds up. I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah, I remember that great. Yes, dude, the truck, dude, and they just come after you. And I think they're stuck in a diner.
Yeah, it's a gas station diner.
Dude, it was good. Yeah. Thinner, have you ever seen Thinner?
Is that the one where the guy keeps stepping on the scale and he gets closer and closer to zero?
Yeah.
Kind of. He gets a hex put on him.
He gets cursed. Yeah.
And I know that. That's my favorite one.
Something else.
Yeah.
Elevate. I think it's called Elevation or Elevate or something. But my favorite Stephen King is 1922. The short story, and they made a movie about it on Netflix.
Did I even read
that? That's good.
It's really good.
What's that about? 1922, dude. That's good.
They're in a rural area there in a cornfield.
Yeah.
This isn't a spoiler. It happens within the first 5 minutes of the movie. Or maybe not the first 5 minutes. But the son and the dad end up killing the mom because she's like a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the guilt kind of just eats away at them and they start hallucinating and stuff. Oh, it's really good.
This was on Netflix. It's one of the few good Netflix originals.
Yeah.
The short story is really good too.
Is it?
It was really good.
Yeah.
What's that?
The Lawnmower.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Man. That was nuts. Jeff Fahey. Yeah, yeah. That was his best movie, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think I need to watch that again.
I haven't seen Lawnmower Man in so long, but I remember those two. That dude was in everything in the, like, the late 80s.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That is not what I thought it was going to look like.
Yeah. It's like that Owen Wilson movie. I forgot what they called it.
That's the one that Stephen King sued to have his name removed.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Was that bad, dude?
Damn.
Look at those graphics over there, dude.
Let me click on that one real quick. What the?
Like PlayStation. So there's 2. There's one out, and this came out probably 6 or 7 years ago, called Cell, and it's got
J-Lo.
It's got what's the guy's name? He was in Say Anything, the one with the boombox.
Kuzak, right here. This
John
right here.
John Kuzak and
Samuel L. Jackson.
And that movie got panned. I thought it was pretty good. So I like really bad horror movies anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'll watch the ones on Tubi and all that kind of shit. But
this movie was okay.
But the book, Stephen King wants to remove himself from it because this is after the accident and he was on drugs really bad. Mm-hmm. So he got hooked on the pain pills and stuff like that. And he wrote this while he was on pain pills. So he hates the book, so therefore he hates the movie. But I thought it was a pretty good book. And the movie was good too.
Yeah. I'm gonna check that out.
Me too. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this was, Brandon, you probably know what I'm talking about. Epic Rap Battles of History.
Oh man, I used have to you guys that heard of this?
Mm-hmm. It's a YouTube channel. It was super famous, like for my generation. They would take two people from throughout history and they would freestyle rap battle against each other. Mm-hmm. And it'd be people pretending to be them. There was one, it was Stephen King versus Edgar Allan Poe. And Edgar Allan Poe shit on Stephen King for one of those movies. And yeah, it was hilarious. Oh, yeah, it is.
You'll love it, Dom. Trust me, man.
Look, 54 million views, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Those are Super Bowl numbers, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Because I they do something else like this. Like with superheroes or like
the death battle where they fight or
celebrity death match.
Oh shit, I remember those days.
These videos are very well made. They're hilarious. Yeah. The raps, like they go deep cuts. My favorite is Marilyn Monroe versus Cleopatra because it's the most random shit, but it's just really good writing.
That's really cool. I'll check that out.
All right, Scott, this is the end of the episode. When you see ghostly Muhammad Ali, that means it's time to wrap it up. What is it's the black and white Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, this is a Target exclusive limited edition black and white Muhammad Ali. There's two versions. You got the colored one, and then you got the black and white when he beat Sonny Liston. I got that.
We don't say colored.
Oh, no.
Outdated, man.
Well, paint it.
I guess you're black, so you can say it.
Yes.
What's funny is that Brandon's the most likely to join a white nationalist group.
No.
Yeah, you get tricked. You get tricked.
We got the WWE Network, and we got weed.
I'd be like, how
and
much
they have
weed?
Those. Yeah, they have those.
I remember when you knew you people knew your place. And he's talking to his dad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, God. All right, so what you going to do right now? Anything you got, this will be out on next Monday.
Okay.
Anything you got coming up, your socials, anything you want them to follow right in that camera right there.
Hi. I've got socials, and I'm going to be on a show. Thanks. I'm going to be at the pizza place, Grimaldi's, on the 29th of this month, and I guess my Instagram is what I do the most, and that is I've changed the name 4 times, and I think it's, what is it, Scott Curtis's Skits?
Instagram is Open Mic Diaries.
Yeah, it used to be, but now I just changed it. Scott Comedy Skits. Scott Comedy Skits. I'm still going to do Open Mic Diaries, but I haven't recorded one of those in a long time. And I only do what I want to do now. So yeah. I am so glad I don't podcast anymore. I am so glad. I miss it so little. And I've got probably $3,000 worth of podcast equipment sitting there doing Not a whole lot.
We might have to invest what you've got.
Yeah, you could don't.
A joint venture.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. This was a blast.
Yeah, it was
a really good time.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
I like you guys slightly more than I did at the beginning. Very slightly.
Don't stop them. Don't stop the mic. All right, so this is where we're going to do it's over. That episode's going to be over right now. But right now, where we do
the beef.
Yeah, the beef. Yeah. I want to see if we do something you say don't cut me off. I'm trying to make the shit. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you guys be like, hey guys, chill out.
Me and Brandon just look at each other.
The fuck?
Yeah. Okay. I can do that. Right. Yeah. So then I wrote that edibles joke. You remember that?
I love that joke.
So. Do you want me to finish a story on this shit or what?
He was just saying he loved the jokes.
Yeah, he was just trying to help you, man.
Yeah, but when I'm in the middle of a thought, I am trying to say what I need to say, and you're, oh, I love that shit. What's up with you, JJ?
That's encouragement, man.
Yeah, he's
that's,
trying to do this a podcast. That's, I'm going to ask you some stuff.
Trying to just be...
Support.
Be fucking fun.
So you guys aren't going to let me talk then?
Jesus Christ.
I drove all the way out here from South Huntsville and you're not going to let me talk?
I knew it was going to be like this.
You can talk, but I mean, shit, man. Come on.
It's your interview, man.
Yeah,
it's my interview. So what I want you to do is interview me. So what you do, this is how podcasts work. You ask a question, and then you allow the guest to actually answer the question.
All right, I got a question for you, man.
Without stepping the fuck on their stuff.
Hey, calm down.
Why are you being such an asshole? That's my question.
Why am I being an asshole? Why would you have me here if you're not going to let me talk?
We were nice enough to invite you on the fucking pod.
We're trying to help you, man.
If you want to do the pod your way, then do your own fucking podcast.
Yeah, your third-rate comedy translates to this fucking shitty podcast.
Oh, and the open mic diaries were hilarious.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be hilarious. It's supposed to be teaching. Teaching comedy.
We filled out everything for your writer, man.
All I asked for was silly putty, and you guys didn't even give me that shit. You know, whatever. I'm thinking about quitting comedy anyway because you three seem to show up everywhere.
Oh, well, we're gonna keep showing up, buddy.
And you're always fucking walking out. You're always looking at me.
Yeah.
What? Like I'm some kind of a freak just because I'm old?
Come on, man. I'm an old soul. That doesn't make sense. Come on. I'm out. Oh, okay. You're gonna walk out?
Yeah. Walk
in the middle of the show.
The first fucking walk.
Come on, man. Come fuck. You. Fuck you!
Unbelievable.